In the second and final part of our interview with Pocahontas School Superintendent Terrence Beam about the effects of the virus shutdown of our schools, Beam answers more of our questions about these efforts. Especially if this goes on for a while, will the teachers have enough work to do in the schools since the students aren't there?
They may disagree with me, but I think there's plenty of things that we can do. The problem we run into is the idea of the social distancing. I would love to be able to bring our staff in and have them sit down and work on things together, but that's what we're trying to avoid. So this is a very fluent situation. There's a lot of things that the teacher could do individually. Grade cards are now due to come out, so that's one thing that they can work on. They can begin working on other lessons, and I strongly suggest that we don't just send home worksheets all the time for kids to work on. This would be a great time for kids to do research papers or read library books, do a report on the coronavirus, see what they can find out. I think it's an opportunity for them to do things that they usually don't have the time to do, that now it looks like they're going to have nothing but time. And so we're trying to impress upon the teachers that maybe some different types of assignments that might be more valuable to the students would be better used at this point. Of course, we'll be doing some things online too and opening up some things for the ones who have that access. We're going to have another superintendent's meeting. It's going to be just virtually on the computer. They're going to let us know where the governor or State Board of Education is right now. This could all change by Friday. We don't know how long going down the road we're going down right now is going to last until they switch gears into something else.
If the worst case situation happens and the schools don't open at all this year, how would that affect promotions between grades and even graduation?
Well, we've completed 3 9-weeks of school. I can't imagine any scenario where seniors, for example, wouldn't be able to graduate. I'm sure that there would be some type of availability for students to complete the bare necessities that they would need to get a completer, for instance, in our vocational schools, or to get their diploma, get the credits that they need. The same way for all grade levels. But the most immediate thing you think of is your seniors. You want to make sure that they're ready to move on to the next portion of their life. This is a discussion that has not taken place, and I've been at every superintendent's meeting we've had this month. This topic has not come up because we're so unsure of the future. Now, if it becomes apparent that it's going to turn into something like that, then I'm sure we'll get the state superintendent's office to make those decisions. They're not going to leave each county out on a limb by themselves to try to fend for themselves. They're going to give us some direction on this. I know the other 54 superintendents pretty well, and I don't think that we would sit idly by and see our kids get harmed by this. It's not their fault. They're just a victim of this, and we just simply need to stay the course. Don't believe all the rumors you hear out there, and just wait for us to correspond. We're going to try to communicate very often about this. I hope it's only for a couple weeks until we can come back. But they said right now March 27th is the earliest that we could possibly come back. I'll be really, really surprised if that happens then. But I was surprised we were not when we did. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm certainly not critical of the governor on this. In the meetings I sat in, it literally changed hour to hour. From Thursday night when I was in Charleston to get ready to watch our girls play until Friday morning at 11 o'clock, it changed 3 or 4 times because I kept getting updates and emails and phone calls from our state people. And they would say, hold on, don't send this out yet. I know my principals got really frustrated with it because they kept sending me emails that I couldn't respond to because by the time I'd respond to them, something else changed. But this is uncharted territory. Nobody's ever been down this road before. And so we're trying to figure it out as we go. I just want to let people know we're out there. We're doing the best we can with what information we're given. I'm so proud of our staff members for working so hard and dedicated to their jobs and volunteering their time. Our teachers did not have to come out the last 3 days, but a lot of them have chosen to do that. The ones that haven't, I certainly don't hold that against them, but I've just been really proud of the ones that's come out to make sure we're getting our students fed. Yeah, there's been a couple little bumps along the road, but you're going to have that. People are stressed. People are worried. People are scared in some aspects. Like I said, it's uncharted territory. We're just trying to do the best we can.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.